Dr. Dworkin joins us now with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Again, from the Health Journal of the Wall Street Journal, would breath tests using electronic noses be just as effective as blood tests?
Well, not right yet, Steve. This is more of a nascent technology where they're trying to develop patterns or pattern recognition for various, we call volatile compounds, that is, things that will evaporate at room temperature, in order to see if there's a sequence or a signature or a series of chemical compounds that will represent particular disease processes. So they've done things such as trying to detect lung malignancies or nodules, trying to determine whether they're benign or malignant. And they've reached a point where for specific groups of people who are at risk of these diseases, it's about 80% of the time it'll tell them whether, just from the person's breath, whether their lung tissue has a malignancy in it or not. So it's getting there, but not quite there yet. And there also are, as you would imagine, other things that could interfere with this kind of technology. So, for example, the ambient air around you, whether someone is smoking, what you've eaten, whether you've had any alcohol, if there's car exhaust around you, the particulates in the air in your home, pollution, paint, all those kind of things can interfere with the ability of the machines to be able to detect the problem. So it's still very early, but nevertheless, it's certainly well worth trying to make the investment in research to see if they can be able to detect some diseases that may be very difficult by blood tests.
And we've all heard of the dogs that have been used quite effectively, but it's a very specialized dog and
that's right.
Highly trained, that can detect cancers.
Yes, and that's exactly it, is that they are sensitive. And the key thing is, how sensitive can a test be? That is, how accurate will it be able to tell you yes means yes, and how accurate will it be able to tell you that no means no? Because that's a very key element in any kind of screening test or evaluation. You don't want to have a situation, especially for cancers or lung cancer, where you do a test and it says, yes, you have lung cancer, but one out of five times it's going to be wrong, and you end up doing biopsies and all kinds of other things to someone that could cause harm in the process. So again, they even admit in the places in the U.S. that are doing this research that it's very early, but they are moving forward in trying to piece together an accurate way of making this determination, similar to how we can do right now a breath test for a particular type of bacteria that can cause ulcers, where you give them a compound that's labeled, you ingest it, the bacteria convert it into a carbon dioxide gas, you breathe it out, and if that gas is there, it tells you that bacteria is there. So there certainly are precedents for this. It's just a matter of having the means of saying, you know, this particular sequence of compounds definitely tells us that you have this problem.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with a look behind health headlines.